What is going on, guys? This is Brendan Burns, and welcome to the Brendan Burns Show. Join me as I interview, dissect, and share the stories of high performers who have created the life that they deserve on their terms. I sit down with speakers, professional athletes, and successful entrepreneurs from all over the world who have chosen to live a life of fulfillment and joy over status and money. In each episode, I share actionable strategies that you can implement in your life, plus inspiration along the way. So come join me for this episode of The Brendan Burns Show. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be talking about drinking alcohol, but not actually drinking, more not drinking. And what that has looked like for me in my life over the past almost 23 months. It'll be 23 months in 1 week, approximately. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, to everyone. I'm recording this on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. But yeah, I want to talk about why I quit drinking. So New Year's Eve 2021, meaning it was 2021 coming into 22, I was invited to a friend's house to have some drinks and hors d'oeuvres before we went out for dinner, and then went out for New Year's Eve to celebrate coming into the new year. And at that point, I wasn't really drinking a lot in general in my life. So I would say during college, I slowed down drinking a little bit, ramped it back up during graduate school, law school. But, you know, I always joke, I drank more before I was 21 than after. And I don't know how true that is, but I know I drank more in high school and college, and I definitely drank my fair share in my 20s in New York City. But I think when I was a sophomore in college, I got really into health and wellness, and I cut back drinking, just to be totally honest, for calories and physical appearance. And I knew that alcohol was both kind of empty calories, but also as a result of drinking, I would then wind up eating a lot more late night type stuff. There's a place where I went to college that I don't know if it's still there, but it used to be called Bear Necessities. And for some reason, we called it Bear Nasties, even though the food was actually really good. And when I would be, you know, we'd be freshmen in college, we'd go to a party, have somewhere between 7 and 10, 15 drinks, you know, like beers, whatever, cans of horrible beer, and then wind up at what we called Nasties, Bear Necessities. And I would get like a foot long toasted buffalo chicken with cheese sub hero, whatever you want to call it, foot long sandwich. And I'd probably put away between the beers and the food an extra 3,000 calories, which is an entire pound, just gaining a pound that night. And I remember gaining what's called, they call it the freshman 15. And I genuinely put on a bunch of weight my freshman year of college. And that spurred me getting into health and wellness. And I remember kind of that summer running and eating a lot healthier and definitely scaling back the drinking. And so that was kind of my first foray into not really drinking a lot. Obviously I then kind of ramped it back up and went through different phases of how much I drank. But when I moved to California about 3 years ago, I started to meet more people who were completely sober. And I think part of why I was doing that was I was more into personal development, and I had this podcast. And so some of the people I had on the show, notably Laird Hamilton, really impressed me with his, him quitting drinking, seeing the impact it had on his marriage and on his life and as a high performance athlete for him as a surfer. And then I remember being in this podcast studio where I'm standing right now. And I don't know how it came up, but I was with one of my friends, and he had been sober from drugs and alcohol for, I think, about 10 years. And I just remember looking at him and asking, "So you don't drink anything ever?" Like, in complete astonishment. I couldn't believe it. But he was like, "Yeah, no, I can't. I never drink." And I think I started to get permission and see examples of people not drinking at all. And so that was starting to plant the seeds. But anyway, fast forward to New Year's Eve 2021, I get invited to my friend's house. And again, I'm not really drinking much in my life at this point, maybe a drink here or there, once a week, two a week max type thing, but then some weeks no drinks at all. And I'm with some of these people and they're a bit more heavy drinkers. And so they give me a champagne, drink it. Everyone's cheersing a lot, drinking a lot. I have a second champagne, third champagne, a glass of wine. Then we go out to dinner in this group and we get a bottle of wine for the table and have a glass of wine, second glass of wine. And we're mixing with champagne and wine. And I'm probably also on an empty stomach. And I just noticed myself getting louder, getting more offensive towards people, not truly being myself, being rude. And bottom line, I walked away from that night having more like fragmented relationships with some of these people. Some people I had just met for the first time and I could tell they didn't like me very much. And it wasn't their, like them being subjectively, you know, having their opinions. It was objectively, I was being obnoxious and rude and disrespectful. And I know. And so the next day, just quickly reflecting on it, I realized I made the decision. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to just quit drinking. And part of it also was I was very invested in my recovery of quitting pornography. And so a lot of people in my community and network were in recovery and fully sober, like my friend who I'd mentioned when we were in the podcast studio. So it was kind of a no-brainer and I just went for it. And thank God, if you look at my family genetically, historically, there's not any alcoholism that runs in my family. And it wasn't something that I ever really struggled with the way that I did struggle with pornography and that addiction. Like that was something I couldn't just flip the switch and make the decision like I did with alcohol. Like that required deep healing, working the 12 steps. If you're interested in quitting pornography or just in my story about that, I have a 3-part series podcast. If you scroll back, you'll see them. Go listen to that. That was my victory over addiction. This was more like just something that I wanted to remove from my life, and I'm very glad I did. So I make that decision, and the first month is relatively straightforward. Second month, third month, not a big deal. But I did have some tests kind of early on, like in the first 6 months, call it. So one of my best friends from college and living in New York City, drinking was a big part of our friendship, not in that negative of a way. It was more just like a fun thing. Like we would go out to New York City and hop around different restaurants and bars. And we were both into world travel. And so we would go to a Japanese sake bar and have one and just try it. And so that type of relationship, there were so many fun memories we had. And so he visited California and we met up in San Diego. And he was trying these different beers and craft beers and had these different flights. And to be with him and not be able to partake with him and kind of relive all of our good memories and also try these different drinks, that was tough for me. It may not sound like it, but it was, that was kind of my first hard test. The second hard test, I was actually this year. So I had not drank in well over a year. And I go to Cabo, Mexico for a work trip. And the people who planned it decided to have it at an all-inclusive resort with free all-you-can-drink and all-you-can-eat in Mexico. And that was another challenging test for me for a few reasons. One, there were a lot of people around who were all drinking. And because all the drinks and shots were free, people would constantly be offering, hey, take a shot with me or take a shot with us or have a drink with us. And so that was tough. But then what was even more tough and probably my biggest challenge ever with alcohol was the staff at the hotel was so used to kind of pushing alcohol on people. And I think partially because the drunker they got people, either A, they would have more fun maybe, but B, there were upsells on the menu, like premium drinks you had to pay out of pocket for or premium food and different things like that. And I guess they thought that maybe they'd get bigger tips or they could do that. Or maybe they were just trying to create a culture of fun and getting people drunk. Either way, it was the dynamic there was a little bit almost of disapproval if you weren't drinking at all. Like, why are you even staying at this resort? So I had some encounters with hotel staff there where I could tell they would have been a lot happier and happier with me if I were drinking. And that brought up some of my old people-pleasing desires and caring what other people thought of me. But I didn't, you know, I'm not going to cave on being at that point over a year into this, not drinking because some person wants me to drink. Like, obviously I had to put myself first there, but those were some of the tests as I kind of went through it. You know, my friend being in town and kind of wanting to do the drink tasting and then being at this resort. But other than that, really hasn't been a big issue. Like I said, now most of my friends and community don't really drink that much. Or if they do, I think they know that I don't drink. So it's not even like something that comes up at all. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the benefits of it. Like if you're like listening to this, there's maybe two different reasons why you might want to quit drinking. One, it's actually a problem in your life. It was for me, even though I wasn't kind of like a raging alcoholic, it was still a problem. It was something that caused friction in relationships, caused me to say stupid stuff, caused me to have to make amends, caused me to not show up in a good way. So it could either be something that's either pulling away from your life in ways like it was for me, or it could even be hurting you in bigger and deeper ways. But either way, here are some of the benefits for me being alcohol free. One is the money. So you save a lot of money when you don't drink alcohol. I pulled up a couple statistics here, and I think this grossly underestimates it, but it says that in the first week, so the first week of giving up alcohol, here's what happens. And this was definitely the experience for me. So you, first of all, sleep. So we'll come to, this has money on it too, but it starts with sleep. So your sleeping pattern starts to improve. Your learning and problem solving will be better during the days. You'll be making clearer, faster, more decisive decisions. You're more creative. You can access that creative side of your brain more easily and quickly, and you have better eating patterns. You'll also experience an additional 5 to 6 REM sleep cycles each night. So you will have better sleep, especially if you're the type of person that drinks more in the evening, which most people do. So better sleep. Next thing that happens in the first week of quitting alcohol, you're more hydrated. So alcohol dehydrates you and you're not dehydrating your body. And so what happens is if you drink, let's say 6 beers, what you're doing is you're actually losing 19 to 24 glasses of water out of your body. That's what it takes to replenish the hydration of those 6 drinks. So you'll have better hydration, better physical performance, which I noticed, by the way, with surfing for me, it was a few things. First being carrying less weight on my body, like less fat that, you know, when you drink the alcohol, it has a sugar, it gets stored as fat. So I was carrying less weight, but I was also had more energy. So if you have headaches, a lot of times people have headaches, don't realize it's either from caffeine and coffee or alcohol or both. So you have better hydration in your body. Then there are the saved calories. So if you drink, let's call it, you know, a drink a day, or maybe you go out once or twice a week and have 3 drinks each, 6 pints of beer in a week is the equivalent of 1,080 calories or 5 chocolate bars. So you get to pick. You want to lose 1,000 calories a week, which is over 1 pound a month. Like, think about it. If you didn't drink this year at all, and you drank at this rate, you would be 12 pounds lighter. So just take your weight minus 12. That's what you would weigh right now if you didn't drink this year. Or you could weigh the same that you weigh now, but you've had 5 chocolate bars every week. So it's a pretty good deal. You can either weigh a lot, lose 10 pounds, or eat a chocolate bar every day. You pick. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle where I do eat a little bit more dessert, but I'm also lighter too. So you get the calories saved. Last one, obviously, is the money saved. So if you had, I think this is still working off the 6 drinks a week, that would be an extra roughly $20, $25. But that's depending on, you know, where you drink, how you drink, where what you order, these types of things. But it says basically you could go to the movies, 2 tickets, or a large bouquet of flowers. You could buy yourself or a loved one a nice bouquet of flowers in that same week instead. So a lot of benefits here. It also says here that the dehydration, like I said, can cause the headaches. Organs are taking water from the brain due to their own water loss. So that's what's creating dehydration in the brain and then the headaches. Also, your salt and potassium levels start to reduce, which is why a lot of times you see people after the next day after drinking, they're hungover and they're drinking either an electrolyte mix, Gatorade or Powerade, because they're trying to restore their salt and potassium levels. When these levels are low, it can impact your nerves, muscle function, and again, cause headache, fatigue, or nausea. So it's funny because as I'm reading this, I'm thinking about how I used to get hungover and what that was like. Oh man, don't have to deal with that anymore. Now, week 2 of quitting drinking. And this all definitely reminds me of kind of what I was experiencing as well. So the second week of quitting drinking, impacts your stomach. So what happens is your stomach lining starts to normalize, your stomach acid production stabilizes, and any acid burn you have starts to be relieved. So after about 2 weeks of not drinking, what happens is the irritation effect of alcohol on your stomach will start to go away. Any acid reflux in your throat will start to go away. A lot of these diseases, a lot of things that people deal with day to day in their life, they probably don't realize are either related to smoking, drinking, coffee, caffeine, or sedentary lifestyle. So what you're doing is you're basically cutting something out that is just causing harm to your body and mind. Third week of quitting alcohol, your blood pressure starts to come down. So what'll happen is and I just got my blood pressure taken on two nights ago, and it was like 121 over, it was like nearly perfect. And 2 months ago when I got my last checkup, same thing. It was like basically perfect. And it's funny to think about, okay, you know, these are things that weren't always the case for me. Like my blood pressure wasn't always right. And so I'm sure quitting drinking had some positive impact on this. So what happens is when your blood pressure comes back down as a result of not drinking as much, you have a reduced risk of heart problems and stroke, your vision gets better, and your kidney health improves. Obviously, liver long-term happens as well. That starts to happen in week four specifically, because what's happening is your liver is now more available to help fight infection. I mean, these are things like when you look at people who never get sick or are always more healthy, it's because they generally have better organ performance, right? Like liver, kidneys, these types of things. So because the liver, for example, is removes contaminants and converts food nutrients. It regulates blood clotting, stores minerals, vitamins, helps fight infection, right? So it's like if you get sick or if you just want your body to be performing at a high level, you want really good liver function. And so you can either have your liver be like working hard to like process and filter alcohol and like take care of like your drinking, or you can give your liver more capacity and energy to focus on other better things for your body by not drinking. So that happens. And then the last thing too, is you'll have your skin will start to look better. So you have more water being absorbed. Any premature aging starts to get prevented. Your skin will be better hydrated, and you'll have increased cell turnover, meaning newer, better looking cells. This is why when you see someone in the light of day and their face is all wrinkled, and it's like they, you know, or they look like 10 years older than they actually are, it's probably because of a long, you know, a history of a lot of drinking and late night, not getting enough sleep, drinking too much, smoking, these types of things. At this point too, by the way, you'll have saved, again, just based on the quick math we did earlier, of I believe it was 6 drinks per week. You've now saved almost 4,000 calories, and you've lost probably somewhere between 1 and 2 pounds, having done nothing else. And you've probably saved about $100 at least, if not several hundred dollars, if you live in a bigger city, based on alcohol. That's just in the first month. So obviously we can go on and on and on, but those are some of the benefits of being alcohol free. The last benefit I would say, kind of the last two that are sort of most important to me, more than the looks and the money and whatever, is two things. One, my self-esteem. One of my favorite quotes from one of my mentors is, the best way to build healthy self-esteem is to do esteemable things. So this to me is an example of something that, even though, okay, I'm not an alcoholic, it wasn't destroying my life drinking, it's not a huge deal. It does have some good benefits though. But the biggest thing I think for me is it's something that I feel good about. It's something that I'm proud of myself. I'm grateful that I get to be able to do this. And it is something that I like that I'm able to do and I like about myself. And so maybe it's not quitting drinking for you, it's something else, but to build self-esteem, which is one of the healthiest and best things we can do for ourselves in our lives, do esteemable things. And to me, this is an esteemable thing for me. And the last thing is the ability to serve other people. I think that growth and contribution are two of the most important and powerful things we can do in our lives. And so from a contribution standpoint, I can help people, maybe not a full-blown alcoholic, because I didn't have to personally go through that process. Although I can probably lean a lot on my porn addiction recovery to help someone in that place. But just in general, to empathize, have compassion, and understand people's situations. Like I remember I had a friend back in New York And he definitely was abusing alcohol. And I remember having conversations with him, and he had so much fear around quitting drinking, like his life would be over. Like if he quit drinking, he would never be able to date, meet a woman, have fun, enjoy his life. And by me being able to now have a great life with a lot of fun and a lot of friends and a lot of good things happening, I can now say with fully backed life experience, hey, you cannot drink and still have all these great things. So it might be an ability for you to serve other people in this way too. So are you interested in trying this? That's up to you. This is not an episode to convince anyone to stop drinking at all. This, I have no mission here. This is more just kind of sharing my experience to see, maybe this is just interesting entertainment for you. It's a good respite in your day. I can be a case study for you. Maybe it brought some awareness to you. Maybe it was an impetus for you to make a change. I have no attachment to what you do with this episode, but if it did spark some kind of interest in you, you could give it a shot. And one idea would be, try going 1 month without alcohol. Maybe it's December or maybe it's January. You start the new year with it. But, I would say that would be a good option, is you can give it a month and then, and go through the list and see what happens. Do you notice improved sleep, better hydration? Do you notice maybe you're losing some weight, saving some money? Maybe your stomach, let's say you had stomach issues, maybe that's going away, getting better. Maybe, some of the other things, liver function, bet your skin, you feel more of a glow or a shine. I don't know, whatever it is. Maybe you feel better about yourself, the esteemable thing that we talked about. So yeah, if it's resonated, if this is something that intrigued or interested you, go for it. But either way, appreciate you listening, and we'll catch you for the next episode of The Brendan Burns Show.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Brendan Burns Show. If it's your first time here, please make sure to subscribe on the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Also, please leave us a rating or written review. This helps others learn about the show and spread the word to new and more people. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.